Anybody who wants the COVID-19 vaccine can now walk into any Walmart in the country without an appointment, an insurance card, or a dime in their pocket and get a free shot. In a very short period of time, the only people in the United States not vaccinated will be those who refuse to take the vaccine. That completely changes the equation on mandatory face mask laws. Face masks have served two purposes: protecting others from us and protecting us from others. Now that so many of us are vaccinated, we no longer need that protection. If the only purpose of the mandate is to protect those who have the ability to protect themselves but are unwilling to do so, that's not reasonable or sustainable. There are a million horror stories about the vaccine floating around on the internet, but no good reasons not to take it. Not at this point. Maybe a couple of months ago, skepticism was warranted, but now more than 52 million doses have been administered. If they really did have a tiny chip that allowed Bill Gates to control our thoughts or monitor our movements, somebody would have proven that by now. More importantly, when there was a valid, albeit one in a million, concern about Johnson & Johnson vaccine causing blood clots, it was temporarily taken off the market and now has a new warning. A few weeks ago, I wrote a column about the new marijuana law, in which I argued that the government lacks both the right and the ability to tell me what I can eat, drink, smoke, snort, or inject. The opposite is true as well. The government also lacks the right to tell me what I must inject into my body. Mandatory vaccinations are never going to be an option. People who don't want to get one don't need to have a logical reason to refuse. But the law shouldn't support that decision. Vaccinated people should no longer be required to comply with a public health order that is no longer needed for their protection. Health officials say that at least 70% of the population needs to be vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. So, the large number of people refusing to get the shot is going to be a problem in the long run. In the short run, it's an issue for employers and anyone who owns a business where people crowd close together with strangers. That conflict is playing out in county government, where a vaccine mandate for sheriff's officers, firefighters, and detention center officers is being challenged in court. I'm not qualified to comment on the merits of those lawsuits, but if somebody I cared for was being held at the detention center, I'd want all the officers to be vaccinated. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.